Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So mark your calendars, should you so desire. The 2026 Tony Awards now have a date and a space. The 79th annual celebration of Broadway will take place June 7th, Radio City Music Hall. No big surprise there. The ceremony will be broadcast live to both coasts on CBS, streaming on Paramount, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, speaking of awards, the Grammys were Sunday night, and Best Theater Album went to Buena Vista's Social Club. Congrats. Now, as for ongoing stage news, I confess I am surprised that Liberation is closing. Seems everyone I know was seeing and enjoying it, and I certainly did. So there may be other reasons. I don't know. Mamma Mia's recent revival is also ending its run. Oedipus, arguably the best reviewed show of the season, is in its final weeks, as is Marjorie Prime. This is your time to grab tickets for those. Meanwhile, full casting has been announced for the latest revival of the Rocky Horror Show. Joining the previously announced Luke Evans are Rachel Dratch, Andrew Duran, Stephanie Sue, Amber Gray, Harvey Gillian, Juliette Lewis, Josh Rivera, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that roundabout theater company production begins performances March 26th. It's currently scheduled to end on June 21st. We'll see. There are lots of fans from way back that love Rocky Horror. And we often hear about investing in shows and how long it takes to get your money returned, if ever. Outsiders, the rock show that makes stage magic out of adolescent rivalries, has officially become profitable. The production, which opened in April 2024 and won the Tony Award for Best Musical, has recouped its $22 million capitalization costs. The milestone is an increasingly rare one for new musicals. Only three others that opened in the last 6 years, those being Six, MJ, and Anne Juliet, have become profitable. Rumor has it that Chess may recoup, though once again, that is a revival. Meanwhile, allow me to detour now from plays to books, which of course I often discuss at times. Well, I spent my week in Palm Springs. No, I didn't just go for the weather, but for the Rancho Mirage Writers Festival. Now, this has become a wildly popular three-day event, started a decade ago by a local businessman named Jamie Cabler. He was smart enough to know that this community of, let's face it, older and prominently retired folks still like to read and know what's happening. The annual event is now filled daily with more than 1,000 locals inside the town's public library, moving between the Steinbeck, Didion, Disney, and London rooms, anxious to experience virtually every important historical writer and journalist. I enjoyed John Meacham three times, once by himself, once with New York Times writer Charles Blow, and once with Andrew Ross Sorkin, who's the author of the new book 1929, about that famous financial crisis. Other speakers included Doris Kearns Goodwin, once speaking about Lincoln, as she often does. Another time she interviewed Melinda Gates, also popular with Jacob Soboroff, the MS Now reporter, whose book Firestorm is about the devastating fires in Los Angeles last year. He lost the house he grew up in the Palisades. Ed Luce touted his book on Zbigniew Brzezinski. Tina Brown talked royals. The entertainment industry was even part of the action. Lucy Arnaz spoke with author Todd Purdom about his book on her mom and dad, as in Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. Fascinating stuff. A man not born in America and a woman who had only performed in wacky comedy were suddenly creating Desilu Studios and changing television as we knew it. There were some communism smears at one time, but as their daughter Lucy said, the only thing red about my mom was her hair, and even that wasn't real. And one of the most crowded rooms enjoyed detective writer Michael Connelly alongside Titus Welliver, who portrays his famous character Bosch. Another long line ran to hear Stephen Gaines discuss his book about the Beatles. That subject apparently never gets old, even as their fans do. The American Revolution was a theme of sorts this year. Ken Burns was the special guest on opening night discussing his recent PBS doc, alongside historian Rick Atkinson, who was completing a trilogy on the same subject. A line from Burns actually fits here. He said, Tyrone Guthrie, the theater impresario of Minneapolis, said, "We are looking for ideas large enough to be afraid of again." Love that line. Anyway, there are several writers' festivals now, but I believe Rancho Mirage has become the most successful. The writers love it. The readers buy their books in droves, so a win-win. And speaking of festivals, it has just been announced that the Hudson River waterfront will be the site of the festival, a first-of-its-kind three-day outdoor celebration of Broadway's greatest hits and brightest stars. That will take place August 14th to the 16th and bring together a jaw-dropping lineup of theater artists. We're talking Audra McDonald, Kelly O'Hara, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Christopher Jackson, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Norbert Leo Butz. I could go on and on. Anyway, more stars to be announced. Anyway, count me in. Again, August 14th, 16th. Finally, a death worth mentioning is that of Woody King Jr. Now, he founded the New Federal Theater and dedicated five decades to providing opportunities for writers, directors, and producers of color. Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, Debbie Allen, Chadwick Boseman, many more were alumni at one time or another. King was once named the legend of Off-Broadway and was a subject of documentaries for his work. The goal was always, he said, to integrate artists of color into the mainstream of American theater. Well, he clearly succeeded. Anyway, Woody King Jr. was 88 when he passed away. On that note, I hope you'll support your local artists, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.